Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be talking about cancer care. And I think this is something that a lot of people are interested in, maybe because they've been touched by cancer themselves, or maybe they work in healthcare, or maybe they're just curious, like me.
Yeah, I think it's a topic that affects pretty much everybody in some way.
So we're going to be diving into this using a really interesting source, a study guide for nurses caring for adults with cancer.
It's a pretty comprehensive guide.
Yeah, and I think going through it will give us a really solid understanding of the disease, the treatment options, and also the human side of cancer care, which I think is really important.
Absolutely. Cancer care is a journey, and it's about much more than just the medical aspects.
Exactly. Now, when I think of cancer, I always picture these out-of-control cells just like wreaking havoc in the body. Is that an oversimplification?
Well, you know, it's a good starting point.
Yeah.
But to get a better understanding, picture a city where buildings just keep growing with no plan, ignoring all the rules. That's kind of what happens in the body with cancer.
So they're like the rebels, these cells. They're not following the rules. But what makes them go rogue in the first place? Like, what triggers that?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's actually really complex, you know. This guide emphasizes that there isn't just one single cause. It's a whole bunch of factors. It's kind of a combination of your lifestyle choices,
you know,
things like smoking, diet, sun exposure. Those can actually damage your DNA and increase the risk of those mutations that lead to cancer.
Right. So it's like a recipe. There are multiple ingredients that contribute to the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've also got genetics, right? So certain inherited gene mutations can predispose someone to cancer. It's like inheriting a faulty blueprint, which means the chances of errors during cell division increase.
So like a blueprint for a building, if the blueprint is flawed from the start, you're more likely to end up with a wonky building.
Precisely. And that brings us to, you know, this is an important point. It's not just about what goes wrong. This guide also highlights all the things we can do to prevent cancer in the first place.
I love that because the prevention part often gets lost in the conversation, right? It's like we're always focusing on what to do after the fact. So what stood out to you in terms of prevention strategies?
Well, the guide emphasizes the importance of things we all know, but maybe don't always put into practice. It's the basic stuff: maintaining a healthy weight, eating a balanced diet, and getting regular exercise. But then it also, you know, delves a little deeper and highlights the important role of vaccinations.
Oh, interesting. I'm all ears.
Did you know, for instance, that the HPV vaccine can protect against a bunch of different cancers? It's not just cervical cancer.
Wow. I'll admit, I didn't realize that. I knew about the link to cervical cancer, but not the others.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And then there's the hepatitis B vaccine, which can help prevent liver cancer.
That's amazing. So these vaccines essentially train your immune system to recognize and fight off viruses that can lead to cancer.
Exactly. It's like giving your body its own personal security detail, ready to identify and neutralize those threats.
I love that analogy. It's like giving your body's defense system all the intel it needs to stay ahead of the game. Now, speaking of staying ahead of the game, what about screening?
Screening is absolutely crucial. It's all about early detection.
Right, because sometimes even with our best efforts, things can slip through the cracks.
Exactly. You know, even if you feel perfectly healthy, those regular checkups, the mammograms, colonoscopies, pap smears, they're like routine maintenance for your body. They can catch cancer in its early stages, and that's when treatment is the most effective.
Yeah, it's like spotting that tiny crack in the bridge before it turns into a major structural issue.
Precisely. And let's be honest, nobody really looks forward to those screenings, but they can be absolutely life-saving.
Agreed. Now, speaking of life-saving, let's talk about the C word that nobody wants to hear: treatment. This guide really changed my perception of what cancer treatment actually is.
In what way?
Well, I think a lot of people, when they think of cancer treatment, immediately picture chemotherapy. But this guide dives into a whole toolbox of options.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you've got surgery, you've got radiation, stem cell transplants, and even this cutting-edge approach called targeted therapy.
Target therapy is really exciting, and it's becoming more and more common.
I'm really curious about that. Can you break it down for me? What's so special about targeted therapy?
Well, imagine instead of using a sledgehammer that can damage both healthy and cancerous cells, you have a sniper who can precisely take out specific targets. That's kind of what targeted therapy is like. It aims to disrupt the specific mechanisms driving that cancer growth.
So it's like a more focused, more precise approach?
Exactly. And the beauty of targeted therapies is that they're often tailored to the specific genetic and molecular makeup of the tumor.
So it's personalized medicine in action.
Precisely. By analyzing the tumor's unique characteristics, we can identify those vulnerabilities and choose the most effective targeted therapy.
That makes so much sense. So we've talked about prevention, early detection, and this whole range of treatments. But what about the other aspects of cancer care? What does this guide say about the human side of things?
This is where it gets really interesting. This guide emphasizes that cancer care is not just about fighting the disease. It's about supporting the whole person.
So it's acknowledging that a cancer diagnosis impacts every aspect of a person's life, not just physically, but emotionally, socially, everything.
Absolutely. And it highlights the critical role of nurses in providing that holistic care.
Right. Nurses are often the ones who spend the most time with patients.
Yeah. Building relationships, answering questions, addressing fears. You know, they become a lifeline for those patients navigating this really uncharted territory.
Absolutely. And I can imagine that communication is key in those moments.
Oh, it's essential. Open, honest, and compassionate communication between healthcare providers and patients is crucial.
Because facing a cancer diagnosis can be incredibly isolating and overwhelming, right?
It can be. And having someone who truly listens, explains things clearly can make all the difference. It's not just about providing information, though. It's also about offering emotional support, validating their feelings, and empowering them to participate in those care decisions.
Right. So it's recognizing that the patient is at the center of this journey.
Exactly. And this guide delves into the specific ways nurses can provide that support. Understanding the potential side effects, knowing how to manage them effectively, and anticipating the emotional and psychological needs of patients. It's like equipping them with a whole toolkit that goes beyond just the medical aspects of care.
It's about being that compassionate guide, that advocate, that support system during a really challenging time.
Precisely. And the guide makes it clear that this support shouldn't just end when treatment is complete. You know, survivorship care is a crucial part of the cancer journey as well.
Right, because even after the initial battle is won, there can be lingering effects, right? Physical side effects, emotional scars, maybe even just anxiety about recurrence.
Absolutely. And it can be really challenging to reintegrate back into life after going through something as intense as cancer treatment.
So survivorship care is about helping people not just survive cancer, but actually thrive afterwards.
Exactly. It's about embracing life after cancer.
I love that. This is so insightful. I'm really starting to see cancer care in a whole new light. It's so much more than just treating the disease.
It is. It's about understanding the whole person, their individual needs and challenges, and providing comprehensive support every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this guide really hammers that home.
And I bet this teamwork extends beyond the clinical setting, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The guide dives into the importance of research, policy advocacy, and raising public awareness. It's about recognizing that tackling cancer requires a multi-pronged approach. We need healthcare professionals, policymakers, researchers, and even the public all working together.
It takes a village, as they say.
It really does.
This is truly a deep dive into the world of cancer care, from the cellular level all the way to the societal level. I'm definitely eager to explore this further.
So I know you're curious about these targeted therapies.
I am, yeah.
They're really kind of revolutionizing cancer care. You know, like, instead of using this, like, sledgehammer approach that affects healthy cells and cancerous cells, we now have these tools that are more like scalpels.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
They're a lot more precise, targeting the vulnerabilities of cancer cells.
Okay, so you mentioned they disrupt, like, specific mechanisms within these cancer cells. Can you, like, expand on that a little? What are they actually, like, targeting?
Sure. One type of targeted therapy is called monoclonal antibodies, and these things actually attach to specific proteins that are found on the surface of those cancer cells.
So they're like homing in on them.
Exactly. It's like a lock and key system.
Okay.
So these antibodies attach to these proteins, and that can trigger a few different actions. Sometimes it just straight up kills the cancer cells, and other times it actually flags those cells for destruction by the body's own immune system. It's like calling in reinforcements.
Wow. So it's like giving the immune system a boost to help it recognize and attack those rogue cells.
Exactly. Exactly. And then there's another type of targeted therapy that focuses on these enzymes. They're called tyrosine kinases. And they basically fuel cancer cell growth, you know. So by blocking those, we're basically cutting off the communication lines, cutting off their fuel supply.
So they can't grow and spread as easily.
Precisely. And, you know, the really amazing thing about all of this is that it's often tailored to the specific genetic and molecular makeup of that particular tumor.
Oh, so it's personalized, basically.
Yeah, personalized medicine. It's the future in a lot of ways.
That's so cool. Now, I know this study guide for nurses also talks about like the practical side of caring for patients who are actually undergoing targeted therapy. What did you pick up on in that area?
One of the biggest things is understanding the potential side effects. Because even though targeted therapies tend to be milder than chemo, they can still come with some challenges.
Right.
So, for example, some patients experience what's called an infusion reaction, which is sort of like an allergic reaction.
Oh, no.
It can happen when they're getting those monoclonal antibodies.
So how do you manage something like that?
Well, nurses are trained to recognize the early signs. You know, things like fever, chills, rash, trouble breathing.
Right.
And they can step in quickly, stop the infusion, and give medications to help with the symptoms.
So it's about being really vigilant and observant.
Exactly. Early detection and a quick response can make all the difference.
And are there any other potential side effects, you know, depending on the specific type of targeted therapy?
Yeah, there can be. Sometimes skin problems, diarrhea, you know, liver issues, those kinds of things.
So it sounds like close monitoring and, you know, really good communication with the healthcare team is super important.
It's a partnership, really. Patients need to feel comfortable talking about anything unusual that's happening.
Right. Not just keeping it to themselves. And I think that's where patient education is so important. This guide really highlights that, right? Mm-hmm. Making sure patients understand not just the treatment, but also the potential side effects.
Exactly. It's about empowering them to take an active role in their care.
I love that. Now, we've talked about the physical aspects, but cancer obviously takes a huge toll emotionally and psychologically as well. What does the guide say about addressing that?
Yeah, that's a really important point. You know, cancer can really shake your sense of self, your sense of, you know, what the future holds.
Of course.
So the guide emphasizes that holistic care is essential.
Right. It's not just treating the body, but the mind and spirit as well.
Exactly. Things like support groups, you know, where people can connect with others who truly understand what they're going through.
That can be so powerful. Just knowing you're not alone.
Absolutely. And then, you know, individual therapy can also be very beneficial, especially cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
That can help equip people with coping mechanisms to manage all that stress and anxiety that often comes with a cancer diagnosis.
Right. Because even if the treatments are going well, the emotional burden can be immense.
It can be. And let's not forget about palliative care either.
That's something I wanted to touch on because I think there's a misconception that it's only for like end of life situations.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that. But it's actually much broader than that.
So how does this guide define it?
It defines it as focusing on improving quality of life.
Okay.
For anyone who's facing a serious illness, you know, regardless of the prognosis.
Okay.
And it's all about managing symptoms, providing that emotional and spiritual support, really addressing the person as a whole. And it can be provided right alongside curative treatments.
That's a really important point. So it's about acknowledging that quality of life matters no matter what stage of the disease someone is in.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that cancer affects more than just the patient. Their families are going through it too.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a ripple effect, isn't it?
It is. And the guide stresses how important it is to involve families in the care process.
So it's about open communication, making sure they're informed about the diagnosis, treatment options, you know, all of that.
Yeah. And also, acknowledging their own emotional needs. Caregivers need support too.
Of course. They're carrying such a heavy load. And it's not just family either, right? It's friends, neighbors, colleagues.
Yeah, the whole support network. Everyone can play a role.
And this guide also mentions community resources.
Yeah, it's about connecting people with things like support groups, financial assistance, you know, transportation services, all those things that can help make this whole process a little bit easier.
Right, because it can be incredibly overwhelming.
It can. And, you know, even after active treatment is done, the support shouldn't stop there. That's where survivorship care comes in.
I'm really glad you brought that up. I've been wanting to dig into that a little more. So what does survivorship care entail? What kind of role do nurses play in that?
Survivorship care is all about helping people, you know, actually thrive after they've finish their treatment.
Okay.
So it involves managing those long-term side effects, addressing fears about the cancer coming back, promoting a healthy lifestyle, and just providing continued emotional support.
So it's about helping people move forward and embrace life after cancer.
Yeah, exactly. And nurses are a vital part of that. You know, they provide education about self-care, they coordinate follow-up appointments, they connect survivors with support groups. They really become like guides, helping them navigate this new chapter.
That's amazing. And this guide also emphasizes that survivorship care should be individualized.
Absolutely. Everyone's need and experiences are unique.
So there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. It's all about listening, understanding, and tailoring that support to fit the individual.
I love that. This whole deep dive is really highlighting how multifaceted cancer care is. It's not just about treating the disease, it's about providing comprehensive support throughout the entire journey.
It really is. And you know, the study guide for nurses, it's a real testament to the incredible work they do in providing that care, from diagnosis to treatment to survivorship.
Yeah, they really are on the front lines of this. So we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive, but there's still so much more to explore. I think we should shift gears now and talk about the bigger picture of cancer care. You know, it's pretty amazing how much cancer care has actually evolved over the years. I remember when the only treatments anyone ever talked about were surgery, radiation, and chemo.
Yeah.
And now, you hear about all these targeted therapies and immunotherapy, and it's kind of mind-blowing. So what's the latest buzz in these areas? What's got everyone excited?
Well, it's a really, really exciting time to be in the cancer field, that's for sure. Immunotherapy, especially.
Okay.
It's basically all about harnessing the power of the body's own immune system to actually fight the cancer.
So instead of attacking the cancer directly with drugs or radiation, we're helping the immune system do what it's supposed to do, which is fight off these invaders.
Exactly. And there are a few different types of immunotherapy. Some work by taking the brakes off the immune system, letting it attack those cancer cells more aggressively. And then others, they're actually engineering immune cells in the lab to specifically target the cancer cells.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, you mentioned engineering immune cells, and I know this guide talks about CAR-T cell therapy.
Right.
I've heard that term, but I don't really get it. Can you explain it?
Yeah, sure. So CAR-T cell therapy, that stands for chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapy, which I know is a mouthful.
It is, yeah.
But it's basically a type of immunotherapy where they take the patient's own T cells.
Yeah.
Those are a type of white blood cell that plays a really big role in immunity.
Okay.
And they extract them, they modify them genetically in the lab, and then they put those modified cells back into the patient. And those cells can then recognize and attack those cancer cells more effectively.
So it's like giving the immune system this customized weapon.
Exactly. And it's showing a lot of promise, especially for certain blood cancers like leukemia and lymphoma. Of course, like any new treatment, there are key challenges,
Of course, yeah.
potential side effects that need to be managed.
Yeah.
But the potential is, it's huge. It could really transform how we treat cancer.
Now, with all these advancements and new possibilities, I imagine there are some pretty big ethical considerations that come up.
Oh, absolutely.
What are some of the dilemmas we're facing today with all this new technology?
One of the biggest ones is the cost of these new treatments.
Yeah.
As they get more sophisticated, as they get potentially more effective, they also unfortunately tend to get a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
So there are real questions about, access, affordability, how do we make sure these treatments are available to everyone who needs them?
That's a huge issue, right? It's one thing to develop these amazing therapies, but if people can't afford them, it doesn't really help.
Exactly. And then there are also those ethical considerations around, decision making, because as treatment options expand, the decisions get more complex.
Right, absolutely.
So patients and their families have to weigh, those potential benefits against the risks, the side effects. And it's not always an easy decision.
No, not at all. And that's where I think open and honest communication is so crucial,
Yeah.
making sure patients have all the information they need to make those informed decisions.
Exactly. This guide, it really emphasizes shared decision making.
Right, that partnership between the patient and the healthcare provider.
Yeah. And acknowledging that there's no one size fits all approach.
Yeah.
Every patient is different. Every journey is unique.
Exactly. So, looking ahead, what are some of the trends, the priorities shaping the future of cancer care? Where do you think things are headed?
Well, one thing that's really big right now is personalized medicine. We're starting to understand more and more about those genetic and molecular underpinnings of cancer. So we're moving away from that one-size-fits-all model.
So instead of treating all cancers the same, we're recognizing that each tumor is different and might respond differently to those treatments.
Precisely. So, by analyzing those specific genetic characteristics of a tumor, we can, like, tailor the treatment, target its weak points more effectively.
It's almost like a personalized battle plan for each person's cancer.
Yeah, exactly. And this idea of personalization, it's not just about treatment either. It's also about developing, more precise screening methods, identifying people who are at a higher risk for certain cancers, and then tailoring prevention strategies.
So it's about being more proactive, getting ahead of it.
Precisely. And a lot of the new technology, artificial intelligence, big data, all of that is playing a really big role in this.
Yeah, I can see how that would be super helpful.
Yeah. Another really important priority is improving access to quality care for everybody. Because, there are still huge disparities when it comes to screening, diagnosis, treatment, especially for underserved communities.
So it's about equity, making sure everyone has a fair shot at the best possible care.
Exactly. And that also involves supporting research and innovation, encouraging those collaborations. And it also means raising awareness about cancer and educating the public.
It's a multi-pronged approach. It's really about bringing everyone to the table.
It is.
Well, this deep dive has given me a whole new perspective on cancer care.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just treating the disease. It's about understanding the whole person, their journey, supporting them every step of the way. It's about pushing the boundaries of knowledge, and finding new and better ways to fight this.
I completely agree. And I hope our listeners are inspired to, learn more, talk about cancer, advocate for better policies, because we can make a difference.
Absolutely. We can. This has been an incredible journey, from those tiny cells all the way to the big societal impact.
Well,
I feel like we've, only just scratched the surface, but it's a good starting point, right?
it is. And if anyone's curious to learn more, I'd encourage them to dig deeper, look for good sources of information, connect with organizations that are working on cancer research and care.
Absolutely. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. So, share your thoughts, your questions. Let's keep this conversation going.
Yeah, together we can make a difference.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of cancer care. I hope you found it helpful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay well.